The Firesign Theater has looked far and wide in order to bring to you a man who can, in a physical fashion, materialize the essence of Halloween right before your very eyes here at the Magic Mushroom.
Ladies and gentlemen,
he's having trouble again. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Doc Beeson.
Howdy.
World-famous medium and spiritualist. Doc is a resident of Paracelsus, Kansas, where he is known affectionately as Doc, that being his first name. He first discovered his amazing power to speak with the dead last week and has since abandoned a lucrative practice as an alchemist to pursue this new calling. Welcome to the Radio Free Oz microphone, Doc Beeson.
Howdy, howdy, Pete. How are you?
It's a pleasure to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm feeling good tonight.
Could you give us a little idea of what it's like to talk with the dead?
Well, talking with the dead, of course, is not difficult. Any gifted transmedium can do it. I found, just getting into the business recently and coming out of alchemy, of course, the problem is basically not speaking to the dead, but what you talk to them about.
It's a communications gap.
Well, no, I mean, you know, what do you say exactly? You know, how are things on the astral plane? There's only so many times you can try that dodge.
Well, are most of the dead interested in talking with you?
No, most of them are not interested at all.
They're too busy.
Well, yeah, they're working out, you know, their karma and all that. And passing through the various stages of initiation and stuff. They don't really like to be bothered too much.
Well, how is it that you first came in contact with the dead spirit so that you could realize this transmedium's, you know, power that you possess, Doc?
Well, one of them walked in one day. I was working in my laboratory, working on some mercury, and zappo, there he was, you know?
Why'd he come to see particularly you?
I have no idea whatsoever. I didn't ask. I was frightened to death, boy. This plasmic manifestation right there over my workbench.
Right over your workbench he appeared. Was it anyone that you knew?
No, it was no one I'd ever seen before.
A total stranger?
Total stranger. It wasn't very interesting, basically, the whole thing. A lot of people think being a medium is interesting. It isn't, really. It's dull.
Is it hard work, though, Doc?
Oh, yeah, it's very hard work. You got to get yourself into shape. I run a lot. I do. Run round and around my workshop every day in order to get in shape for the seance, or the session, as we call it in the business. In the evening. It takes a lot of physical energy, and for a man like myself, who is nearing his nether years, as we say in Paracelsus, but I'm willing. I'm willing to do it tonight. I understand you have a somewhat ambitious program outlined.
Do you feel hot tonight, Doc?
Yes, I feel hot tonight.
It's probably the lights.
It's really terrible in here, yeah.
Then I think, Peter, that...
Well, first I have to ask for the cooperation of the audience.
Yes, definitely.
In order... Now, let me give you an idea of what we're about to get into, so I'll need a little bit of quiet for just a second. We are going to perform an actual blue ribbon seance right here in the midst of the club.
Going to be a gasser.
And in order for it to happen, in order for it to really take shape, as we say in the business, it's necessary for you, the audience, to do one of two things. Make a lot of noise or make no noise whatsoever.
That's right.
And I would ask for complete silence during this seance, and I hope that I can get your cooperation, because you see, it's necessary for you to concentrate, not only for we, the participants, not only for Doc, the old trans medium,
right,
but for all of us, in order to make these things appear. Are we ready to do it?
I'll tell you, Pete, there's going to be a certain amount of gasping.
Are we ready out there to concentrate? Okay, everybody that concentrate gets a gold star on their forehead.
You won't be able to do it completely. I tell you, I've done these things before, and you get a certain amount of gasping from the audience.
That's true. If
the plasmic manifestations will materialize approximately over the dance floor.
Right. If you feel the necessity to gasp, then gasp you must. But that's really all that the spirits want to hear, because they are very affectionate and they're very timid. In fact, I don't want to give a station break during the seance, so I'll do it now. This is Radio Free Oz, KRLA 1110 on your AM dial, coming live from the Magic Mushroom, 11345 Ventura Boulevard, in Studio City, where at 12 o'clock after this whole thing has ended, we'll start it again with the second helping, and we can all dance our karma away.
You sure can talk fast.
Yes, I sure can. That's...
You don't look a thing like Elliot Mintz.
I know. All right. I think we're ready to raise the first specter. Are you ready, gentlemen?
I'm ready.
Is the audience ready to raise the first specter?
Gee, Mr. Wizard, I'm ready.
Okay. Now it's... It's necessary. It's necessary for Doc to go into a trance now. Isn't that true, Doc?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's necessary.
And once you go into a trance, you will not be speaking with your own ego, but the ego of the trance medium. There
right,
is absolutely
well,
no personality whatsoever connected with this experience. Is that true?
That's true. I lost my ego years ago.
You
anyway.
Did. You
yeah.
smashed it.
Oh, I did it. Boy,
did
I got rid of it right like that.
Number
just,
one.
It was
right.
mean. Well, nobody helped me.
Right.
Who could help me?
Did
I did
it.
All
you
me,
did it.
Baby.
No ego anymore.
Right here.
Right?
Number one.
Right.
I did it.
Right. It's you, baby, right?
Right.
You're fine, right?
I'm doing okay.
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 All right. Doc, you ready to go into your trance?
Yep.
Are a little quiet now as Doc goes into his trance,
okay, this
please.
Is pretty disgusting
also
when
the radio
I go into
audience
my trance.
Because
so close
we
your
can't
eyes.
Hear your vibrations, all right?
Okay.
Ready, go.
Oh, wait a minute.
You're
I just
trance?
Can't rush into it like that,
come on,
you know.
Hurry up.
Okay,
we
wait
don't
a minute.
Want any dead air time.
Okay.
Ready?
Wait a minute. Left leg. Okay.
You in your trance?
Yeah, here I am.
It's not you speaking anymore?
No.
No, it's not you?
Nope.
Okay, who is it?
I don't, whoa, boy, you raised a question there, didn't you?
Well, let's pass on and see if we can. Are we ready to raise the first spectrum?
Okay, here we go. Oh, I got a good one here. I can feel him. Yeah, he's coming up the spinal column. Coming out over the dance floor. Here he comes now.
Fantastic. Why, that's Phil Spector.
But he's not dead. He hasn't had a hit in a long time.
No, that's... Oh, he's gone.
Who writes your material?
Scared him away.
I'm speaking from the astral plane,
I think
of
we're
going
to have to try again.
I think we're
going
to have to try someone a little more simple and down home. Doc?
Yes?
We'd like to speak with the greatest president of the United States.
Right.
All right.
Right
okay.
Boy. Right,
that's
can you
right.
do it?
Okay, here
quiet
I go.
Now, quiet.
All right, I'm going up now. Going up now. First Bardo.
Ding.
Second Bardo.
Ding.
Third Bardo.
Ding.
Mezzanine.
Ding.
Fourth Bardo.
Ding.
Okay, here we are. All right, you spirits, now I want you to settle down. I wish I could show them to you, Pete, but I can't on this level. Okay. Now, we would like to communicate with the greatest president of the United States of America. Oh, come on now, quiet. Keep it down. Oh, my God, it's such a holocaust and a clamor. I can't hear a thing. Back down into the third, Bardo. Oh, I can't be done, Pete. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Isn't there some other method by which
oh,
you
oh, yeah, there's another one.
It
takes
this?
A little longer.
Well, we're ready for it. I'm ready for it.
The audience isn't restless. We're willing to give it a try, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
Doc,
let's,
go ahead.
Let's try it.
Call, please.
All right. Who do you want? Who do you want to
well,
talk to?
Let's talk to George Washington.
Yeah,
the father of our country. Surely he must have some words of wisdom for our troubled times.
Operator, do you have an astral listing for a George Washington?
What location, please?
Mount Vernon, 5th Bardo.
One moment, please.
Hello, is George Washington available for plasmic manifestation?
I'll have to see. He's in the shower. George!
What is it, Marthy?
There's a medium on the phone.
Well, take the message.
They want you to do your plasmic inevitable.
Oh, well, I'll be right there.
All right. Okay, could we have quiet, please, because he'll be appearing soon. Right about over there.
My fellow colonials, the Revolutionary War was the least I could do for every American boy between the ages of 17 and 76.
Oh, come back, George, come. He's faded away.
Gee whiz, Mr. Wizard, he wasn't wearing any pants.
That was amazing.
Really, really fantastic. Just
did he have his teeth in this time? I can't see him, of course.
Unbelievable.
Organic materials can't come through the astral plane.
No, cellulose doesn't make it into the mortal plane.
Neither do pants.
No, it's pretty. Do you think you're strong enough to try it?
Yeah, I can take it, kid.
Okay, let's... Who should we try?
Well,
Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt.
The founder of our foreign policy, right? Let's do that. Okay.
Operator.
Your call, please.
I would like to speak to a Theodore Roosevelt.
What city, please?
San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Do you know the area code, please?
Second Bardo. Takes a little time sometimes.
Astral Famous, Manager Mouse here.
Can I please communicate with Theodore Roosevelt?
This is his manager who wants to talk to him.
There's a group of people on the mortal plane here.
Where's here?
Los Angeles.
Is this one of these Ouija board calls?
No. This is in regard to a plasmic manifestation.
Hey, Teddy, legit gig on the phone.
Bully!
Here he is.
Charge!
Excuse me, is this a charge call?
I'll get it. Operator, I'll get it. I've got my Diviner's Club card.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, Theodore Roosevelt, right? You wanted him, you'll get him. Here he comes.
President Roosevelt, do you have any message for us here on Earth?
Walk softly and carry a big stick.
Wait, Mr. President. Isn't there anything else?
My fellow Rough Riders, the war with Spain is the least I could do for every American boy between the ages of 18 and 98.
Have we lost him, Mr. Wizard?
Yes, Jimmy.
Golly, Whizzikers.
Really too bad. Who's next, boys? I'm getting tired. This medium needs a massage. Did you get that?
Yeah, I personally have... Seriously, I personally have a lot I'd like to ask President Johnson. It's very hard to reach him these days. Do you think you could get in touch with him?
But Peter, he's not dead.
I know, but is he dead? Doc's in a trance.
Could have tranced all night.
Oh,
I could have
seen
Operator.
Your call, please.
Do you have a listing for a President Johnson?
One moment, please. I have no listing for an astral form with the name Johnson, but there is a listing in the lowest Bardo, just outside of Naples.
Okay, you put us through, all right?
That area code is 666.
Thanks, operator.
You're welcome.
This will be a disembodied soul, so watch it. You won't be able to see him.
My fellow souls in torment! Quiet, please! Y'all, I'm on the hotline! Cool it! Oh, hell.
Is this... Hello? Hello, is this the disembodied soul of President Johnson?
Let me look. Yep. Where's this call coming from?
The mortal plane, Earth.
Oh, really? How's my body doing?
Well, it's President of the United States.
Still? Well, I'll be damned.
Oh, come to think of it, I am. What kind of a job's my body doing?
Well, it's got us into a bloody conflagration.
Oh, yeah, I know all about that. Intervening in that war between the people of the South and the people of the North was the least I could do for every American boy between the ages of 19 and 84. Now, hold on there. And we're no different and worse than any other war, just men shooting and cannons booming.
And napalm.
Napalm? What's that?
What do you mean, what's that? It's jellied gasoline dropped from jets on Vietnamese villages, sticks to the skin and burns people to death.
Oh, that's horrible! Wait a minute, I don't understand. What's this jets? What are Vietnamese?
Wait a minute. Is this the soul of Lyndon Johnson?
Why, hell no. This is Andrew Johnson.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Just the thinking of you. Maybe things weren't right. Well, I was tossing and turning. Yeah, I was tossing and turning.
program, isn't it? Ghost Shaggers.
Jeff Want.
Jeff would like it, yes. He's something of a ghost, except sort of bony.
Yes.
I'm here with Eddie Izzard. Or Eddie Izzard, which is your real name.
My name is Edward John Izzard.
Edward John?
Yeah.
You could have maybe changed your name to Edward John and just left the Izzard out for
no,
later.
No, but then that sounds like I'm Elton John's son.
Are you?
What's the fingers?
I don't know, I just like doing
it. Give me a basket, that sounds like. Give me a basket.
Yeah. You haven't said any of that.
No.
Can I read this letter from my grandfather?
Do you mean can or may? Because if you say can, then you're asking if you're physically able to do so, Phil, and...
You're so boring!
Yeah, and if you mean may,
oh, come
as
on,
to
teach.
Permission...
Come on, teach, cut it out. Teach. I mean, may I read this?
Hey,
to the
daddy,
can?
Hey, daddy-o, let him speak,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man, let him speak.
Hey, daddy-o.
Break your chalk, man.
Sure, man. You want us to break your Jefferson Airplane records, man?
Hey, we listen. Put chalk in your
hey,
erasers, man.
Hey, we'll stomp on all those old-fashioned
hey,
Beatles
listen.
Records
Don't
you
run
like,
at me
man.
With that ecology flag. Stay away from me. Ow! Oh.
We'll be back to Dump the Exploiters in just a moment after this word from Proctor's grandfather.
January 5th, 1971. Dear Philip, received your two records yesterday in excellent condition. We are pleased and grateful, but mystified. Are you Elton John? Is this your stage name, pseudonym, or nom de plume? Mother and I think it is your voice, but we're not sure. It is sure beautiful and charming and winning, so different from others, it is outstanding. We called your mother, but she did not know about this record, and we want to know if it is really you. Love and best wishes for $1 million year. Gramps.
We saw Gramps today when we were driving
top
here,
of the
man.
Charts.
Yeah, top of the chart. Gramps was driving his 1967
That's
pink Nash, right?
Yeah, no. Gramps. Gramps always gets a new car every year, my grandpa.
An Electra?
An electric car. With,
yeah.
That's what he has this year.
Yeah, Gramps.
He's right up to date.
I've seen those guys that go out on Sunday with their new cars, man.
And that was in Goshen, Indiana, where that gypsy was buried in 1918 next to
I went.
An ex
to see
king,
the gypsy,
right
but
there.
The gypsy.
Yeah. I'll read that.
Gone away.
Sometime. Yes, that's yes, the one. And they poured the champagne. They couldn't pour champagne on his grave.
Are you Elton John? That's the secret sign for are you Elton John's son?
No, that's a secret. That's code for give me a basket.
Give me a basket?
Yeah.
What, a fruit?
Yeah, or something.
Give me a basket.
You know,
of fruit.
Hospitality basket. It is. You see, you know, those ticker tape guys. Go on, give me a basket.
Oh, on baseball as well.
Oh, yeah, baseball. Oh, baseball's great. That's great. You have all that stuff on baseball. Because we play football, which you call Spanish. And, no, because I would argue that American football is actually throw ball and hit guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Throw ball and hit guy with big things.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas with the football thing and
what about baseball? There's no base in baseball. It's not
no,
like...
but I like the baseball ticker tapey. The guy going that. I wish we had that in cricket. Because we have this game called cricket. I don't like it or approve of it. It's so slow. Yeah. It's so slow. I just, you know, and they're always trying to kill you with the ball. Yeah. Whereas baseball, I like all that stuff. I don't know what it means, and it's all...
I think you just swore at some deaf people.
Well, I could be. But I do like that, and I like the organ that plays.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? They have a like dee 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 dee, and the seventh inning, everyone gets up and robs the bum.
And it's I think the organ says nothing exciting is happening, and I've got an organ. And that's what it says.
Remind you of anyone?
We have an organ.
Yeah.
Yes, friends, welcome to Pastor Flash's Hour of Reckoning with Organ Leroy. At his organ again. And the 50-voice St. Louis Aquarium Choir. I'm Deacon E.L. Mouse, but dear,